Welcome to episode 5 of The Life of a Visual Storyteller. Well, I'm surprised. I'm astonished, in fact, because you're listening. You and other people are listening to this podcast. And that's just wonderful. Thank you. It really means a lot. Just to give you an idea, because this is such an indication of how things work in the internet age, is I've had contact with people as far away as Arizona. Jeremy Montoya was in touch. Malta, Paul Greck. And of course, closer to home, Micah in the Netherlands, Micah van Dijk Bokkers. And David Bailey in Bosnia. And Paula in the UK, probably the closest person. And I mustn't forget Karen Marnie, who is currently in Prague, but will soon be moving to Killarney. So, guys, thank you so much for getting in touch, for your comments, your encouragement, your questions, etc., etc. Now, one of the things that cropped up was how to capture the podcast in iTunes. And I've been remiss in this, in that I, for whatever reason, assumed that you could just click on the iTunes button on Audioboom and that would automatically subscribe you. And of course it will, but that's not how most people subscribe to podcasts via iTunes. They don't actually go to the podcast website. Certainly if the person hosting the podcast hasn't even told you that there's a website. What an idiot. Anyway, there is. blog.rogeroverall.net. So blog.rogeroverall.net, and that will take you to the podcast's website, if you like, my blog. But what I need to do, because most people go to iTunes and then they search in iTunes for a podcast, is I need to set that up officially. So I will do that. I need to do some artwork for this show and go back to the whole question of music. Anyway, I promise I will get that sorted out. And once again, thank you so much for listening. So in today's podcast, I just wanted briefly to pick up on a little bit of the theme from yesterday. And today I wanted to sort of delve deeper into where I am and where you might be as a creative. Because I heard this brilliant thing on James Altucher's podcast today while I was running. I think it was Hal Elrod who said it. Certainly he was the man being interviewed by James and his wife, Claudia. I don't think the quote is actually from him, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I'm dreadful at actually, well, I was running at the time, so I kind of had to remember what he said. But basically, he said that your current level of success is determined by your current level of expertise or your current level of experience. And of course, in a way, that makes sense. And I transpose it to my own situation where I've been tremendously successful on a number of levels as a photographer, because I'm, not to toot my own horn, a really good photographer, particularly as a documentary photographer. And back in the day, I was a documentary wedding photographer, and I was very, very good at it. And I know that, and I'm very comfortable saying that about my skills as a documentary photographer. But my current, if you like, success as maybe a filmmaker or a cartoonist is much less. And of course, that ties in with my less or lesser experience, my lesser expertise, my lack of expertise. I'm still learning. I've got so much to learn still. Yes, I can make a decent video. Yes, I can draw a decent cartoon, but within very strict parameters. And I need to push those parameters. I need to push the envelope. I need to expand and use my elbows to broaden my expertise as a filmmaker and as a cartoonist, because with that will come more success, I am sure. So, and I think we do get stuck, don't we? Certainly I do. I kind of sort of think, well, I can do this, but it's within a very narrow set of limits. And yeah, I'm great. But what I want to be is great in a much, much broader space, that I have far more tools, that I'm far more capable as a cartoonist, or far more capable as an illustrator, far more capable as a filmmaker. And when you're far more capable, or in this case, when I'm far more capable, because I, just as a side here, I don't want to come across as I have the solution for everybody's problems. I'm really just talking about stuff that I'm doing and that may well work for you. But you have to take whatever it is I say, look at your own situation and take what might be useful from what I say and apply it to your own situation through your own filter and through your own set of values and things that you know are going to work for you. Because I would hate for you to think that I have all the answers, because I don't. Because if I did have all the answers, I wouldn't have broadcast the podcast like I did yesterday, saying, I don't know, everybody else seems to have a brilliant life, except my business life is tough. It's hard. So if I had all the solutions, I wouldn't be saying that my business life is tough and hard. So I just wanted to do that as an aside. But you can understand that if I expand my abilities, my capabilities in a certain area, then I'm going to get more recognition and clients will have more trust in me, and I'll be able to attract better projects and better clients and better revenues. So that's I thought it was a really powerful thing. And then it tied in nicely with, because it was a long run today, it tied nicely with another podcast that I was listening to while I was running today, by a Dutch entrepreneur called Eelco de Boer. And he was saying that, you know, we all have stresses in our lives, in our business lives. And if you reach a point where you can't overcome those stresses, then basically you've reached as far as you're going to get. So if you can't overcome the stresses you're facing at the moment, that's your level. And now you probably, as I was saying those words, that kind of maybe rankled a bit, or maybe got your hackles up, or maybe got your gander up a bit. And that's good, because it means what's happening is you're going, oh, really? Well, I'm not going to let my current situation be the maximum I can reach, the maximum I can achieve. Are you kidding? Of course I can deal with these stresses, conquer them, deal with these challenges, overcome these challenges, and grow to the next level. And I'll grow to the next level beyond that, and the next level beyond that as well. And I will keep going. So it all really comes back to this idea of you have to keep growing, or I have to keep growing. I should stop saying you, it's ridiculous for me to be transposing me onto you. I have to keep growing as a creative, and I need to expand my abilities, and I need to expand my horizons, and I need to learn, and I need to overcome these challenges. Because yeah, Eelco is right. If I don't overcome the stresses and the challenges that I'm facing at the moment, then I'm never going to go to the next level, and I'm never going to grow as an entrepreneur and as a business person, and I'm never going to grow as a creative, more importantly, either. So that's just today's thought. Thank you so much for listening. Send me an email, roger@rogeroverall.net. I'm on Twitter @rogeroverall. Like I say, there is a website, blog.rogeroverall.net. And in case you're hearing this audio in isolation, I am doing a cartoon now to go with every single episode. And why I'm doing this, I'll leave for tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. Hey, you found us. Welcome to the hidden part of the podcast where we talk all about exercise. So this is the sound that I awoke to this morning, knowing that I was going to go for a 10K run. That wasn't pleasant, but I don't mind running in the rain. It's not that so much. It's just that I actually have to track my running on my iPhone at the moment. And I also listen to podcasts on my iPhone. And my iPhone is a relatively new iPhone 6. And I don't have any kind of protection for it. So running in that kind of rain, and believe me, it was monsoon-like, was just not an option. So I was kind of afraid. Look, I'm not made of sugar. I'm not a sugar cube. So if I go running, it's going to be fine. If I took my iPhone 6 out running with me, unprotected in that kind of weather, well, it may as well be a sugar cube because it's just going to stop working. Anyway, fortunately, the weather cleared up. So today was a running day, as I said, 10K, and I actually had to stop myself from running further because I was getting a little bit overambitious. I thought, look, do you know what? Why not push it further? Why not run 11, 12 kilometers today? But to tie in with something that I've said before on this podcast, my job today and tomorrow, but my job today and every day is to do the work for that day. So today was a 10 kilometer day and I should just stick to running 10 kilometers, which is what I did, which is what I decided to do in the end. Because if I push myself too hard and I sense that maybe I'm pushing myself a little bit hard at the moment with the running, then I'm just going to come up against the wall and I'm going to do more damage than good. So my job at the moment is Sundays I run 10K and then very gradually to bring my other runs up to 10K as well. So that when I do go running, that 10 kilometers becomes my normal running distance. Then I can decide to increase the Sunday run maybe a little bit more or maybe add in an additional run during the week. I'm not sure yet. I'll see. So I stopped myself. So I ran the 10K and I ran it in not an extraordinarily quick time, I can tell you that. But it was 1 hour and 3 minutes. That's a nice time to be exercising. And I burnt 804 calories, which was, again, that's nice, isn't it, to burn those calories. I still have quite a portly belly on me, though. Hey, listen. I just want to talk to you very quickly about triathlons, because I'm getting very interested in triathlons. As I said, I'd like to do one in 2017. And I've been looking at distances because I don't really know anything about triathlons. But before we go, I just wanted to tell you about a particular triathlon that I've come across, which I can tell you now I will not be doing. I will probably never do it in my life. I'm very confident and comfortable saying to you, I will not do this particular triathlon because it is absolutely bonkers. It's crazy. It's insane. It's the Arch to Arc triathlon. So it starts at Marble Arch in London and it finishes, yes, you've probably guessed it already, the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. This is bonkers. Only 18 people, according to Wikipedia, have ever completed it. I mean, it's just, I know this doesn't surprise me. Let me just run you through what it would take to do it. So you leave London's Marble Arch and you run to Dover, which is on the coast. And that is, let me just see, 87 miles or 140 kilometers. So you've run 87 miles or 140 kilometers. And then you swim the English Channel. Now, swimming the English Channel is one of those iconic events, those iconic things. It is such a grand undertaking that people train just for that. And if they can swim the English Channel, then that is a massive achievement on its own. That is a huge endurance test. And it's about 21 miles, 33, 34 kilometers to the French coast. So then when you get to the French coast, you've got 180 miles, which is roughly 290 kilometers, to cycle from Calais to the Arc de Triomphe. It's just incredible. Now, the current record, according to Wikipedia, is held by a 41-year-old called John Van Visser. And he's Australian and he did it in 61 hours and 27 minutes. Holy cow. Now, here's the thing. I'm 47. The oldest person to complete the arc, the arch to arc in a time of 84 hours and 44 minutes was a man called Paul Parrish, who was 49 when he did it. I mean, that's just, isn't that incredible? 49-year-old. Tomorrow, I'll tell you about somebody else who I came across in the world of triathlons who I think is just remarkable. And it's not James Lawrence, who's the guy who's doing the 50 triathlons, 50 consecutive days in 50 different US states. No, this is somebody else. And he, when I tell you about him, he's the kind of person that will literally make you believe, well, do you know what? It is never too late. If this man can do it, I can do it. I've gone long today. I do apologise. And check out blog.rogeroverall.net if you want to see the cartoon that goes with this particular episode of the podcast. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.